Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Karen Roberts. She's with the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Karen, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Leanne. I enjoy doing these interviews with you.
Now, this year is going to look a little bit different. It's kind of like everything that we're experiencing as the fall begins. The Institute will be doing things a little differently because of the COVID-19 pandemic this semester. So I guess just to start off, you've got some deadlines coming up for the classes that are specifically geared for people who are older, who are maybe retired and looking for a little extra something to do. So tell me a little bit about what's coming up here in the next few days.
Okay, Liam, we have our membership fee day for Morehead Ollie members. This Friday is when that opens, and you can get on a site, and I'm going to give you that information for the site, uky. I'll spell the next word. It's AUGOS as in Sam, O F as in favor, T. So that's AUGOSOFT. .org.
Now, the paying the membership fee, it's a small fee, and that helps kind of get everybody locked into being able to sign up for classes. Are classes starting a little later this year?
Yes, they are. Most of our classes aren't starting until the last week of September, which is about a week later than we normally start. We normally start the third week of September, but because of COVID-19 and everything else that's going on, we have to start a little later to give our facilitators and our instructors a little more time to get used to Zoom and to get used to doing this that way. So most classes start the last week of September. And I can go through that a little bit later when we get to our class schedule this year.
Well, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about what classes that you're going to be offering.
This year we are only offering 4 regular classes, and then 3 of our SIGs are still going on. Our travel class is not going to change. You can Zoom from 10 to 11:30 on Wednesday mornings. The only thing that's changing about that class is the facilitator. And our new facilitator is Linda Hornack. Sarah will not be able to do it this semester. We are going to go to some very interesting places, and I'm only going to name one to pique your interest, and that's India. Mm. It starts on September 30th, and when you register, you will get the Zoom link. When you register for any class, you'll get the Zoom link for that class because they may be different links. Mm-hmm. You will also probably get an email from Nick Farr. F is in Frank, A-R-R. He is the tech person in the Lexington office that sets all of these classes and meetings up. And he's extremely busy right now. Our next class is our movies class, and it's called TV Talk, and that will be very different. We will pick out movies that everyone has an opportunity to see on their television with different programs that are in your regular set of programs, like the Smithsonian Channel, National Geographic, PBS, and that's it. Online theater also, and the Smithsonian. Mm-hmm. That class is going to go on Wednesday afternoons, just like it used to, from 12:30 to 1:30, and it starts September 30th through October 28th. The group of people that are registered for that class will pick out the next week's movie. The facilitator is going to be Drew Henderson for that class. And he will probably pick the first movie to get that class started. We have one class this year that's going to be hybrid. Eight people can register for that class to meet at First Baptist Church. Of course, masks will be required and social distancing will be required and will be set up that way at the fellowship hall in the church. And that class is the third installment of Inventors and Inventions that David Carwack usually does. Okay, that class is going to be October 5th through the 20th on Monday mornings from 10 to 11:30. That class will also be offered on Zoom. The in-person, again, is only eight people. So you'll have to, if you want to go to First Baptist Church, you have to make sure that you register for the hybrid Inventors and Inventions class. If you want to do Zoom, then make sure you register for that one, because there will be two different registrations for the one class. And I know that's a little confusing, but that's the way Mr. Carwack wanted it. So that's the way we're going to try and do it. We'll see how it works.
Right. Now, is there any concern about your people who are attending classes? Are they concerned about using technology? Because usually this was getting together and meeting and spending time in person. So kind of a completely different look this year. And do they have the tech skills and the tech equipment to make that happen?
Most of our people have computers and have internet. Some will not, and I'm not sure how we're going to work that out. I know the public library is open and the desktop computers are available, but I don't know for how long the sessions are for that availability. I was told approximately 30 to 45 minutes. They may make exceptions for OSHER classes since we can't meet in person to allow more people to be involved. Zoom is an application that you can get on your computer if you have internet service. Mm-hmm. We had classes in July to help people walk through Zoom, and I believe our whole Morehead membership got an email or a card, snail mail, telling them when those classes are. If you have not been able to get into one of those classes, Nick Farr is at Nicholas, Nicholas dot Farr at UKY edu he may be able to walk you through Zoom, and Zoom also has a very good tutorial with the application. That's how I learned how to use it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody is trying to figure those out right now.
Yes, we are all in the same boat on this one. Most of our classes actually are the same amount of time and either 4 or 5 weeks. I do want to mention one last class, Leanne, if I can, because it's one of our most interesting classes. Fran Helfenstein is teaching Shakespeare, and the book is Much Ado About Nothing. It's a comedy, the way she teaches it. She shows the comedic part of the play. And that is on Tuesday mornings from 10 to 11:30, September 29th through October 27th. And everyone can get online for the ollie.edu to look at the catalog and see these classes and their times and a little description of each. Please, if you get an email, double check the site.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. This week on Latino USA, we go to Mississippi, where the effects of a series of immigration raids at chicken processing plants are still being felt 1 year later.
What people are seeing now are people that are just destroyed and broken. But that's not what they are. You know, they're survivors.
That's this week on Latino USA. Saturday mornings at 7 on WMKY at 90.3 FM.
And we're back here on Open Mic here at Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we are talking with Karen Roberts about the OLLI, Lifelong Learning Institute, and the classes that are coming up in the fall semester. Now, Karen, one of the most important things is people need to know exactly how to register, and that information is going to be coming to them in a few different ways.
You will get a postcard that has the OLLI at UK Morehead logo on it. And on the flip side, it also tells you how to register, when registration is, and what links to use to register online, and the dates. Again, registration is Friday, August 21st, 2020, and it starts at 10 a.m. for Morehead classes. For Lexington classes, registration is the 12th and 13th of this month, and you can register for Lexington classes. Just pay your Morehead membership fee this Friday so you don't have to pay the Lexington membership fee, which is $10 more than ours.
And obviously the sooner the better when it comes to registering, because there are limitations in some of the classes for the number of people who can participate.
Since we are on Zoom, most of our classes have a larger number of people that can take the class. The only one that may have more restrictions is this SIG, Write Your Story, with Carolyn Franzini. And she's done this for probably 4 to 5 years. And this class is October 1st through the 29th from 1 to 2:30. And she may have a lower count on that class because of the way it's set up, even on Zoom. Mm-hmm. But our other classes are going to be the usual number of registrants, number of people that can attend those classes. And I'm sure that several of the classes are going to have a higher number because of Zoom.
And is that going to be more difficult to adapt the way that they're conducted because of having additional people?
No, because there will be a facilitator, and most of the time you'll see her pretty face to start those classes. And then the people that are going to talk in those classes will have their faces as the main face on your Zoom your Zoom link. And then especially for the travel class, each person that is doing a presentation, you will see them and you will see other people's faces if they are asking questions or have comments about the class. So it does allow for you to see other members in the class, because they come up on the top, and if they have their camera on or have a camera, you'll see their faces, so you know who's in your class. But you will more than likely see the facilitator's face more often.
Let's talk a little bit about the class that you're going to be facilitating.
I, again, will be facilitating one of the SIGs, nonfiction books. We had a couple hiccups this past semester because of COVID-19 with some of our books. And we also lost one of our members. Helen Chapman passed away in March, and she was co-facilitator with me. So we didn't have a March meeting, and we didn't have an April meeting because of COVID-19 issues and trying to get it set up on Zoom. That class had reads nonfiction books, which we pick out as a group. Several books are offered up for vote. And the book that gets the most vote is the books that we read for the next month. It's a very interesting class, and you will get to see everyone talking. We usually have about 8 to 10 members in that class from Moorhead, but we also have Lexington interest because of Zoom this year.
Because there is less to do out in the world, people are looking for opportunities to meet virtually and interact with others in a safe and responsible way to still have that social interaction and be able to do things that are going to stimulate the mind without risking the health of each individual that's participating.
Yes, that's a big thing. It's a plus with having the classes on Zoom. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to social distance. You can have your coffee with you and have a t-shirt on and your pajama bottoms on if you'd like, because everyone is just going to see your face. Mm-hmm. So it makes it actually a little more comfortable and a little easier to talk to other people. Mainly because you're not sitting there right in front of them. So it may be more comfortable for some people to do Zoom. And I have a feeling that Zoom classes are going to be the way we go for quite a while, probably the next 2 or 3 semesters, depending on COVID-19. Right. It's just easier, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Can I say real quickly, we do have a third SIG. It's called Great Decisions, and it starts October 1st with Bob Lindell. He has been doing it for a year and a half now. And information about that SIG will be in the description when you look at the fall catalog. Thank you again, Leanne. I love doing these interviews with you. And can't wait to hear you on Open Mic Friday morning.
One more time, we're run out of time here on Open Mic. And Karen Roberts, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. One more time, give us the web address that people can go to get more information and to pay their membership fee and find out about fall classes.
Okay. To pay your membership fee online and I have two different addresses. So to pay your membership fee, you go to https://www.uky.edu/Ollie. And that's also where you can see the fall catalog for Morehead classes. Now, to register on Friday, August 21st, starting at 10 a.m., you have to go to a different address, and that's uky.augusoft.net. The last time I gave this, I said G-O. It is G-U. And that's where you register. It's online only and by credit card, unless you have made arrangements with Teresa to send a check. And again, those dates are Friday, August 21st to register, this Friday, starting at 10 a.m. to pay your membership fee of $25. You can also register for Lexington classes the 12th and 13th of this month using the same address I just gave you for Morehead registration. You can look at their catalog at the same address and then decide what, put your classes in your cart that you want. And then at the end, you can click on buy now or change the courses you want. It's much more flexible this time.
If you have questions, call or email Teresa Hager at Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A dot Hager, H-A-G-E-R, at uky.edu.
Thanks for tuning in to Open Mic. Our show is produced by Greg Jenkins, and our theme music is Turtle in the Creek, composed by Galen Green and performed by The Wooks. Produced by Morehead State Public Radio with the generous support of listeners just like you. We'll see you next Friday.